is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Officials in New Jersey and other states say federal resources are needed to figure out just what is going on with all those drones flying in the night skies.
In a letter to the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FAA, senators are saying these drones are a potential safety and security risk. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wrote to President Biden saying he has growing concern about reports of these unmanned aircraft systems, or UASs. He said existing laws limit the ability of state and local law enforcement to counter these drones. The drones are reportedly larger than commercially available models, and in one instance prevented a medevac helicopter from transporting a seriously injured patient. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The man police believe killed healthcare executive Brian Thompson in Manhattan may be returned to the city from Pennsylvania soon. More on that from CBS's Anna Schechter.
If he waives extradition, this could move very quickly. You could have the U.S. Marshals transporting him to New York City next week. This could happen quickly. As District Attorney Bragg said, they're looking to Tuesday as a big day to find out about this.
Nancy Pelosi has been hospitalized in Europe after injuring her left leg in a fall. More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
A spokesperson for the former House Speaker said in a statement, while traveling with a bipartisan congressional delegation in Luxembourg to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi sustained an injury during an official engagement and was admitted to the hospital for evaluation.
Firefighters have been making progress in the fight to control a wildfire in Malibu, California. It's now up to 30% contained. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino has more.
The Franklin Fire being attacked on the ground and in the air. Ground crews getting a big assist in the firefight from water dropping aircrafts. Almost 2,000 firefighters are battling this fire. LA County Fire says that 25% of the impacted area has been surveyed. However, the initial cause of this fire is still under investigation.
Snow and ice will mix with sub-zero temperatures and high winds from Nebraska to Illinois tonight. President-elect Donald Trump says the Republican Party will use its, quote, best efforts to end daylight saving time, which he called inconvenient and very costly to the nation. Some members of Congress want the U.S. to stay on standard time year-round, although more are on record supporting remaining daylight saving time. Dick Vitale says he's cancer-free after his fourth bout with the disease. Just over 3 years, the 85-year-old ESPN college basketball analyst posted on X that he got the news after a morning scan. The Dow closed down slightly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A star drummer has opened up about a rare learning disability.
He plays a mean drum. But U2's Larry Mullen Jr. says he's always had a hard time with math. And now he's found out why. He tells Times Radio he's been diagnosed with dyscalculia. He says it's a learning disability that makes it difficult to understand numbers and arithmetic. Mullen says that's why he sometimes looks pained when he plays. The 63-year-old says it's from trying to count bars. And for him, that's like climbing Mount Everest. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Miami Dolphins released wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. today, ending the former Pro Bowler's short stint with the team. Beckham signed a one-year deal with the Dolphins in May, but started the season on the physically unable to perform list after off-season knee surgery. Since his debut in Week 5, he's had just 9 catches for 55 yards in 9 games. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky for tonight, temperatures rising through the 20s. Staying cloudy for tomorrow, some rain in the late afternoon as the wind picks up. High upper 30s. Areas of rain for tomorrow night, continuing into early Sunday. Cloudy and 45 for the high Sunday afternoon. It's 24 right now.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
the ceiling if you want me. Whoa, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetest, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
John Fred and his Playboy Band on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. The weekend is here. That means high school basketball tonight. Rock and roll never forgets tomorrow. And college basketball after that at 12:30. Whole lineup. A lot of fun.
I remember when Rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skimming stones. Had a no-gold chair and a place of my own. But the biggest
take me away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
For 98 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, here we are, Friday night, the weekend finally here. Cold snap behind us, forecast calling for temperatures in the mid-30s to around 40, but it's going to rain late Saturday and into Sunday. At least it won't all freeze like we all did for 2 days here. Also coming up tonight, 6:30, the pregame for Burlington and Union Grove High School basketball on the air with Dick Graceffa. Badgers tomorrow at 12:30, Packers Sunday at 5.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Day number 9 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Give yourself the gift of health this season. Get a head start on your New Year's resolutions with their on-ramp program. A structured blend of fitness, nutrition, and accountability to start your transformation. Experience fun, challenging workouts that will make you feel your best in a new year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Now don't don't you ever make her cry. Can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be.
And timeless hits on WRJN. We've got high school basketball coming up here at 6:30. Dick Rosseffa calling the Union Grove Burlington game today. Let's see. We'll be back with more timeless hits up until 12:30 tomorrow when the Badgers play. Then after that, all the way through 5 o'clock Sunday when the Packer pregame starts. So between the timeless hits and the sports, we've got something for everybody this weekend, including timeless hits interspersed with just a few Christmas classics. Have a great night. Enjoy the game.
Happy holidays, folks, wherever you may be. Each year out in Hollywood, California, they have what they call the Santa Claus Parade. A few years ago, while I was riding in this parade, I saw smiles on thousands of faces, both young and old alike, waiting for a look at that most popular man all over the world. I can hear him shouting now, "Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus." Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out, it's Christmas time again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. So
You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Thank you for those that are tuned in so far to our broadcast. There's still a minute, roughly, in the JV1 game. Union Grove is leading 49-33. As soon as this game is final, we will start our pregame show. Until then, we will be playing some music for you. Thank you.
Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Burlington Demons, 0-4 overall, 0-1 in conference, versus the Union Grove Broncos, 1-2 overall, 0-1 in conference. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa, along with Dylan Dooley, producing the broadcast. I apologize. I'm a little under the weather, but I can call the game. Burlington lost all five starters from last year's squad that won the conference title. The Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook picks the Demons to finish fifth this year in conference. Strengths are toughness, competitiveness, and culture. Question marks are scoring and experience. Burlington provided us with no scoring stats from the Wisports.net website. The Broncos returned four starters from last year's squad that finished tied for seventh in the Southern Lakes Conference. Strengths are chemistry, shooting, speed, and depth. Question marks are size and shooting. The WBY picks the Broncos to finish seventh once again in conference. The Broncos are led in scoring by Griffin Schultz, 18 points per game, and Matthew Burkhart, 15 points per game. Last year, both games were won by the Burlington Demons. My keys to the game, first for the Demons. They got to find a leader on the court, find some scoring punch from the starting five, and they got to win the rebounding war. My keys to the game for the Broncos, count on Schultz and Burkhart to do the majority of scoring, pressure the inexperienced Demons into turnovers, and create baskets in transition when the situation arises. As Dylan mentioned, our JV1 game just concluded. It was Union Grove 49, Burlington 33. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dylan for a couple minutes to hear from a few of our sponsors as the parents and players of the Union Grove Broncos are being announced before I go courtside.
I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community right here on DG Sports. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons to help us bring you this high school basketball event. We're supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community, streaming live, covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Ling's on Lathrop Sicko and Convenience Store, Gordy Boucher Lincoln of West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, the Personal Injury Attorneys at Habish and Rotier, our patrons Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Troiler, Ryan Thompson, Ryan Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. I'm Dylan Dooley. You're listening to Dick Graceffa, streaming live coverage of high school basketball on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access the stream or to chat with us during these broadcasts. That's DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools. If you miss any of tonight's game, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our broadcasts are archived at dgsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest.
All right, Dylan, thank you. I'm going to go courtside, try to get a few comments from the two coaches.
Dick is making his way down to the floor. The Burlington Demons are coached by Steve Brezowitz and Kyle Scott. Unfortunately, Steve cannot be here tonight. He is watching his daughter play in the Sweet 16 of college volleyball with Marquette University. She is a starting volleyball player over there. So it'll just be Coach Kyle Scott tonight on the bench.
All right, joined by Kyle Scott, the head coach of the Burlington Demons, one of the two coaches. You were telling me a very young team so far this year.
Yeah, we're real young. As you know, Dick, I think we lost six of our top seven, you know. So we're very young and very inexperienced, and the schedule we play has been pretty serious. But we enjoy it.
So are we getting better? Keys to the game? Come out with a win tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to be the best version of ourselves. We lost to 2 to Maguanago, held Beloit Memorial to 61 points. We were down 4 with 50 seconds left. You know, there's not a whole lot more you can ask for from a young team. We just got to come out, take care of the ball. Union Grove is very good, you know, so we got to be the best version of ourselves tonight.
All right, Kyle, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Scott, the head coach of the Burlington Demons. Now we're going to come over here and get Ben Redkin, the head coach of the Union Grove Broncos. So, Coach, tell me a little bit about your team.
Well, I'm really excited for this season. We got a lot of guys that are coming back.
They showed a lot of fight early on in the season, and I'm looking forward to see what we can do.
So your top scorer is Griffin, and it's Griffin and Burkhardt, correct?
Yep.
Talk a little bit about those two. What one of my keys to the game is they got to come through tonight to get a win. They got to score.
Yep. Well, I mean, I know the other team's keying on them, but we still got to work to find a way to get them their looks. But it starts on the defensive end. If we play tough defense, I think we'll be where we want to be.
All right, your keys then to coming out with a win tonight.
Yep, focus on the defensive end, trying to get going, and making sure we're organized offensively.
All right, Ben, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Ben Reckin, the head coach of the Union Grove Broncos. Back to Dylan.
Thanks, Dick. Once again, while we wait for Dick, we'd like to thank our sponsors. Our coverage of Racine County High School basketball is sponsored by Ling Sicko and Gas, convenience store on Lathrop Avenue in Racine, L-I-E-U-N-G-H, Roma Lodge, banquet and conference facility, offering the best in reception, meeting, and party services, located right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Financial Service Group in Racine, their fee-only financial planning for your great life. Gordy Boucher, Lincoln, and West Allis, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, creating personalized, world-leading technology and treatment options for every cancer patient. Doc's on the Fox, restaurant on Milwaukee Street in Waterford. Good food, good service, and a good time inside a fun, friendly, and casual environment. The personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish and Rotier, national reputation, hometown service. Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Center, Racine's premier destination, memorable events since 1950. Dick has since rejoined me back here at our table.
All right, Dylan, thank you. Let's now run down the starters for both teams. Starting with the Burlington Demons. Starting at guard, 5'8" sophomore Mason Tomczak. Starting at guard, 5'10" junior Cole Walby. Starting at guard, 5'11" senior Quinn Solafa. Starting at forward, 6' junior Grant Sulak. And starting at forward, 6'2" senior Carter Ballmeister. Your co-head coach is Steve Brezowitz, is gone tonight, but Kyle Scott is here. Now your starters for the Broncos. Starting at guard, 6'1" senior Luke Barber. Starting at guard, 6' senior Jaden West. Starting at guard, 6' junior Griffin Schultz. Starting at forward, 6'3" senior Charlie Pettit. And starting at guard, 6'1" junior Matthew Burkhardt. Your head coach, Ben Redkin. So Dylan, what do you expect to see tonight? You're going to be doing some talking tonight for our listeners. I want them to be prepared for that.
I think tonight's game brings Southern Lakes. We're going to see a lot of physicality. We're going to see two teams that are kind of struggling so far early out in the year, looking to get that, you know, pivotal conference win here. You know, Union Grove, they played some tough competition already, and so have Burlington. So both teams just looking to get in the win column here tonight and fight for that victory all night long. We should expect a lot of physicality.
Yeah, I'd agree with the physicality. I think I'd give a small edge to the Broncos tonight based on they have experience that came back.
Yeah, it's a good point. Burlington, as Coach mentioned, they lost 6 players from last year's team to graduation, so it's a huge loss. Obviously, good playoff team last year, but Coach Kyle Scott and Coach Steve Brezowitz, who's not here tonight, you know, they do a good job over there with their team.
So the Demons tonight, they'll be dressing their away black uniforms with the orange and white trim. The Broncos will be dressed in their home white uniforms with the red trim. And again, the Broncos have the Bumblebee. Have the Bumblebee warm-up pants that you don't see anymore, so. And Tim Owens has just come into the house, and he is our guest at halftime. Tim is the commissioner of the Southern Lakes.
Yeah, he's done a really good job getting the teams to be as competitive as they can be, get all the schools on board, create unification throughout the conference, just trying to do what they can to create a fluid conference. You know, there's talks of potentially losing one of his teams here for football with Westosha Central in the proposed thing from the WIAA. We'll see if that gets passed. I assume it will. A lot of the matchups make sense. Westosha not really happy with it, but it's somewhere where they could be competitive, in my opinion, heavily in the Southeast, especially with losing Franklin and Oak Creek, two perennial powerhouses in that conference. It'll pretty much come down to them and Case more or less year after year, with Horlick putting up a fight when they, you know, have their up years. So I'm sure he wouldn't be happy losing Westosha Central, just for the fact that they're such a strong team for that conference, a good representation. But, you know, conference realignment is conference realignment.
And again, for our listeners, the Franklin and Oak Creek departure from the Southern Lakes was actually done because of other sports, correct?
Yeah, so for Oak Creek High School, they're already in the Classic Eight for every other sport besides football. So them being introduced into the Classic Eight for football just makes sense for all the teams. You get used to the matchups, everything like that. Franklin, to most people's opinion, I would say, they are probably the stronger between them and Oak Creek. So they would be a better fit for the Classic Eight. But Oak Creek already having everybody else in that Classic Eight conference, it kind of makes sense to just put Oak Creek in there. And the Greater Metro is still a good conference. I mean, you have Marquette in that conference.
Oh, absolutely.
They made it to state.
Won the state 2 years ago.
Yep. Heavy run this past season in the state football tournament as well. So it's a conference that, you know, features a lot of good teams. Brookfield Central's in there, Brookfield East, both are really good at football too. So Franklin would be a good fit. Again, they would probably come in and it'd be them and Marquette for the title year after year, but you know, it's a good fit for them and they should do good things there.
My former mailman just said hello to me. I mean, that goes way back, Dylan Dooley.
That's cool. He even said, hey, Dick, how are you?
Yes. I guess he doesn't care about the banner.
I think his ball was stuck underneath
it. So, but again, living in Franklin for the Franklin people, that's probably a good thing that's happening, that they are leaving, if it happens.
Yeah, I think they're going to run into the same problem they have at the SEC, though, where they want competition that matches their level.
Yeah.
And Marquette's going to be their toughest battle, but,
right,
you know, at least they're not so much like 1-2-3 and then a huge drop-off. It's 1-2-3 with a little bit of a drop-off. So it is an overall stronger conference than the SEC, I would say, top to bottom. But they are looking for that heavier competition.
Yeah. So, all right, I think we're going to hear from our WIS Sports.net Minute, sponsored by Travis Wilson. Let's hear from Travis.
New coaches' polls are out for boys and girls hoops, plus football realignment news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. New WISSports.net boys and girls basketball coaches polls came out on Tuesday afternoon. On the boys' side, De Pere remains the number one team in Division 1, while Wauwatosa West was a top-ranked Division 2 squad, but the Trojans fell to Germantown later on Tuesday. Milwaukee Academy of Science may be the best team in the state, regardless of division, and has played the toughest schedule so far, going a perfect 5-0. The Novas are tops in the D3 boys' rankings. Mineral Point sits atop the D4 poll, with Sheboygan Lutheran the number one team in Division 5. In the girls' basketball coaches poll, Pewaukee is elevated to Division 1 this year after a run of success in D2, but the Pirates show no signs of slowing down, ranked first in the largest division. Wauwatosa East leads the way in Division 2, with Laconia the top team in Division 3. The Prairie School is number 1 in Division 4, with Assumption holding down the top spot in D5. The WIAA Realignment Task Force announced a proposed football-only plan that would begin in 2026. The majority of the 11-player football changes are in southern and especially southeast Wisconsin, including further strengthening of the Classic 8 and Greater Metro Football Conferences, as Franklin would move to the GMC and Oak Creek plus Sussex Hamilton into the Classic 8. Visit WISSports.net for the full proposal. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
All right, thank you to Travis Wilson for that WISSports.net Minute that updates us on all the winter sports going on at this time. So both teams have gone back to their respective benches, and we'll be ready to get this one underway shortly. We'll turn it over to the PA announcer here in a few seconds, and then we should have our national anthem. It looks like we got something special playing for when the Broncos are introduced, but we will have our national anthem first. So let's turn it over to the Union Grove announcer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bronco Country. Is expected and greatly appreciated. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your hats, and place your hand over your heart as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Our national anthem. Now we'll get the starters for both teams, and then we'll get it underway. Again, for the Demons, it's Tomczak, Walby, Zolofra, Sulik, and Ballmeister. Your head coach, Kyle Scott. Starters for the Broncos, Barber, West, Schultz, Pettit, and Burkhardt. Head coach, Ben Redkin. Again, the Broncos come in 1-2, overall 0-1 in conference. The Demons, 0-4 overall, 0-1 in conference. So the lights have gone down for the Broncos to be introduced. Should get the lights back on, and then we're ready to go. Jumping will be Sulak for the Demons and West for the Broncos. There's the tip, and it's controlled by the Broncos. Barber will bring it across the timeline. He'll pass it over to Burkhardt. Burkhardt gives it up to West. Back to Burkhardt. Burkhardt, an all-broadcast team member from last year. First shot up, three-pointers, no good by Schultz, one of their leading scorers. And here comes the Broncos the other way. Walby with it. Walby passes over to Sulik. Look for him to get down low and put it in. And he did just like that. He did. Sulik gets the first 2 points. And it's 2-0. Burlington with the lead. Now we have Barber at the top of the key to West. His three-pointer no good. Another rebound to Sulik. He's running with it. He's got to give it up now. He's not really a ball handler. Passes over to Ballmeister. Back to Sulik. And now Sulik gives it up to Tomczak. And Wallaby now with it to Sulik. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good. So ball went out of bounds. No foul there. So Burkhardt will bring it across for the Broncos. They trail 2-0. Burkhardt with the basketball, still with it. Coming in with a floater, that's no good. And the rebound to Walby. Walby brings it across quickly. Now gives it up to Sulak again, and he dumps it off. Now on the drive, shot up, no good by Ballmeister. And here comes West the other way. And West loses it to Solofo. Now here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Sulak, and it's 5-0 Burlington. Now the Broncos with the ball. Burkhardt had it, now gave it up to Barber. Now Barber gives it back outside. Three-pointer, no good. And they've been off. Schultz with the three-pointer. Hit the ring, and that's it. Here comes Sulik. Tries to go down low, throws it out of bounds. Saved, though, by the Demons. Now coming inside. And let's see if they count that basket. Gonna have a player control foul coming up on Solofa on the arm. That's their first, team first for Burlington, who leads. 5-0. 15 minutes to go in our first half. Here